This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I mean, how can you put into words just the thin line between if they make that kick, season's over, comes to a screeching halt, and missing that kick and the winter going on?
You know how it is. If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
One of the greatest Tomlin lines of all time, Bob. Was it not?
Yeah. It's right up there with, if all you got is red paint, then you paint your barn red.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he had that smirk on his face, and I knew he was thinking of something to say about that situation.
That was great. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen here with Father Max limits. Have the Steelers become involved in this? That would be bad news.
There's a possibility.
For us. Yeah, that would be bad news for everyone involved.
I'm starting to get a little bit concerned, but
they probably have to clear it with them.
No,
probably.
They don't have to clear with anybody, maybe. Bob. They can do whatever they want.
They respect that relationship. They're not going to do it unless they probably call and say, hey.
Well, then we're not getting him.
Maybe not.
All right.
We'll see.
Okay. Bob, you just reposted.
What did I repost?
That Father Max will be on to talk.
No,
that
was a long time ago.
It was four minutes ago.
Bob, this is going to make me look really bad. Like when Aaron Rodgers was calling all those timeouts and they weren't able to run plays successfully.
You know what? I didn't think that wasn't his fault. That was just what are you going to do? You're
going to
take
about?
A delay a game or call the wrong play and have it turn into a disaster? I didn't blame Rodgers for that, did you?
As a team, you can't use two timeouts in the span of three plays.
Well, they had equipment that didn't work.
I understand
that.
But, you know, I don't know. Honestly, that could have killed them.
And I know.
And it's one of those things that you look back on and you say, how in the world does that happen? But it looked like an equipment failure. They had Arthur Smith running on half the field to meet him to get a play call in. That shouldn't happen either, so I have no idea how that works.
Yeah, because the microphones were busted, and the earbuds and the helmets, whatever they are.
But there was also a part of me down deeper saying, okay, Rodgers is doing this so he can call his own play. You don't want to hear what that play is.
Ah, the conspiracy theory. I like that.
Mm.
Matt Miller says Father Max is the Steelers' sister gene. You like that, Bob?
How about that? Yeah, it could be. And if that's the case, he's going to have to be at every game, especially if they keep winning.
He has to be there next game. In fact, he needs to be introduced before the game. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, have like all of a sudden an introduction by Larry Richard, and he comes out of the tunnel.
Oh, would that be unbelievable?
Wearing Steeler.
Wouldn't it limits?
Led by the Steeler Pope.
And then the whole team follows him over to pour the water on there?
Playing the Steeler Polka in the background.
Oh, would that be incredible? 412.
Actually, he should do the terrible towel twirl next week. Start him off that way.
That might not be bad. A baptism, so
to
speak.
A baptism, yeah.
412-928-9370. Limits, do you have the whole setup by Mike Tirico to this kick at the end of the game?
I have a shorter setup. I'm going to get the full one for
you.
That was as good as it gets from a broadcaster.
I was going to ask both of you guys, because both of you are play-by-play people. the appreciation for Tirico on every level. The homework part of it, right. You know, obviously things are happening fast at spur of the moment. He really set it up with a story going back to, you know, how the Ravens used to have Justin Tucker in these moments kicking bombs just to beat people. And then the inflection of the voice, the immediate recognition that the kick was no good. Like, I'd be afraid just to, especially after I watched the Boswell kick.
Yeah.
I got to make sure that this thing is what I think it is.
But he also paused at just the right time. He gave all that build up until the snap.
Yes.
And then stopped. And then.
Yes.
It was great.
All
well timed, well researched, well everything.
City Dweller, do we have that? 1 minute, he says, Bob. And I don't blame him. Here's Lamar after the game. I'm looking at a video of him after the game. Part of me does feel bad for him. You?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I thought them as a group, they've had him there for 9 years and they haven't gotten to a Super Bowl yet. You know, it's the same kind of criticism you get here when Ben Roethlisberger has been here for a long time.
Did he take the 44-yard field goal, though? Did he drop the pass to Mark Andrews in the end zone last year?
No, I understand
that. Did he fumble
that.
At the goal line against that. Kansas City in the AFC
but
title
also,
game?
But he also has made some turnovers in significant playoff games that have contributed to those situations.
He's had at least three where his teammates blatantly let him down, though. I just think he's a gracious competitor and a phenomenal player.
Oh, he's phenomenal. There's no way, especially he's still injured. I don't care what anyone says. He played last night, but I still think it's not. He doesn't have design runs. He doesn't run unless he absolutely has to. And I think that limited them in many ways. So, yeah, I feel bad in a way because he's an outstanding competitor. But at the same time, no. They're out. They deserve to be out. They started 1-5. They had all sorts of problems. They never could dig out from it. They tried. They couldn't.
Doesn't help when your kicker misses from 44. Look at him. He threw his hat down the tunnel. He threw it up to Steeler fans. They were calling for his hat, and he threw it up there, Bob. I like him. Maybe it's just me. Limits?
I don't dislike him. He's tremendous at what he does. I just don't, you know, it's part of the game.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Here it is.
And Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. It might be the end for him. But they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out. And they decided Tyler Loop was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers.
Oh, my God.
Are the champions of the North.
That is incredible.
He crammed into that 30 seconds or whatever it was. Everything that you needed to do to set up who's kicking, why he's kicking, what's on the line, everything. And he did it as Mike Tirico can do it.
What about the crowd there? Limits, I want to hear that whole thing over again. Bob, where were you when this was happening? You were watching with Malzi?
We were just about to go on, with everything we did last night. So I wasn't sure if we're going to even see it live because we had to run down to the studio, but we did.
Limits, you were in the stadium. Describe the scene that you were in at the time.
Well, right after Likely caught the football, people started leaving.
Oh, my God.
There was that. Well, I mean, come on. Kickers in the NFL now are pretty much just automatic inside of 50 yards. So at
I know,
least
but
me,
the other guy had just missed an extra point, but go ahead.
Right. And you could hear a pin drop as Loop lined up for the kick. And when the ball was in the air, until I saw the crowd behind the uprights just start going ballistic, I didn't know that he missed it. So where my seats were in 105, parallel with the end zone, with the opened end of the stadium. So I could see it tailing, but could never see what actually happened until the crowd popped.
And Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. It might be the end for him. But they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out. And they decided Tyler Loop was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holden. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Wow, that crowd is amazing. Limits, were you going crazy then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was hugging random people and high fives everywhere, and I was just saying, oh, my word, we will see you Monday night. I felt like I was Joe Buck after David Fries hit that home run, or after David Ortiz hit the we will see you tomorrow night, the home run.
Yes.
Against the Yankees.
Bob,
I like that call, too.
The great call.
That was a great call.
I just saw the replay from behind the Ravens bench. I don't know who it was, a Steeler fan somewhere put out a video from behind the Ravens bench of that kick. Wow.
Just the reaction from them?
Yes. People will always remember. They certainly will. The Ravens certainly will remember.
But how about just the 4th and 7 play prior to that? I thought, well, first of all, there's no way that's going to happen down the field like that. I thought they'd be looking shorter just to try to keep the thing going.
Yeah.
He went right down the field, and what a catch by Likely. And I thought Ramsey was trying to make a play on the ball and just missed it.
I
did not see that play happening the way it did, and then I thought, okay.
Came after what I thought was kind of a questionable call on Ronnie Stanley, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I thought those were big 5 yards. And it changed everything about what they probably did. It ended up making them go down the field where maybe before they wouldn't have done that.
Does 2 yards make a difference, Bob? Because maybe I'm nuts, but I thought it captured my attention when on the last snap before the field goal, Jackson took the ball and went back 2 yards and knelt. I know that didn't make any difference on the kick.
I thought the same thing, Joe, exactly. I said, why are you, if anything, I would have tried to get a few more yards before took
why,
a timeout.
Why give two, like that could have made a difference
absolutely,
on a kick.
Absolutely, if it clangs off the post.
Right.
I thought the same exact thing. That looked like a really suspicious play to me in terms of why you're doing it.
Then I'm not crazy. No. I just think he was like, I'm not going to let anybody bat this ball out. But it seemed like he moved back too far to kneel. He changed it from a 42 to a 44-yard field goal. I know it's not that big a deal, but I'm glad that you noticed it too.
Oh, I did. I thought the same thing. I said, hey, you're making it harder on the kid.
Did you notice that? Where did Limits go, Bob?
He's on the phone.
My God. We could have news here any moment. So now what with Mike Tomlin? Does this, and I was watching the showdown last night. It was you and the PM guys, mm-hmm. Mulsey and Pony. And Pony flatly said and I'm paraphrasing him now, if there was any doubt about Tomlin, it's erased now with this win, correct? Do you believe that?
Yeah, he said that. Well, first of all, I thought, and I have all along, that if anything happens, it's going to be Mike's call first. But I also think that, they won a division. So if there was a chance that they would do this, I think that chance went away. And I think now they have to just win, because if they lose a playoff game, especially if it's if not close, like it's not been in the past several appearances, 6, I believe, back to 2018.
Right.
You can't have that. If it's a game that comes down to like we saw yesterday, okay, so be it. You can go back and look at all the plays. I think Mike Tomlin will leave when Mike Tomlin wants to leave. I've felt that all along.
So you've felt like that would be the case even if that kick mm-hmm. goes through?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I still just think that's how it's going to go. But you can argue against that and say, well, it's time. And there's certainly a lot of evidence to say that, but they believe what they believe. Although, like I said, the pressure will reappear if they lose a game in convincing passion.
Yeah, I mean, amidst the giddiness, ours and everyone's today, this season, to me anyway, really still is about at least coming close to winning a playoff game.
But you know what?
Probably winning one.
The one thing I've noticed about how that those players respond to him in the way that he is on the field, instructing them, trying to infuse as much confidence as he can. He believes in guys that he puts out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Does. Now, he obviously makes some decisions that, you know, Roman Wilson's always one of those I wonder about. Why is he not believe in a guy they draft in the third round? But the ones who were there will swear by him. And I think that's the one trait that they like about Mike Tomlin more than any other trait.
Hey, man, every time it's been teetering, and I felt like this year more than any other, coming off last year's game in Baltimore, the playoff game, that things felt more tenuous than they've ever felt in the Mike Tomlin tenure. Mm-hmm. I felt that way going into the Indy game. I felt that way going into the road game at Baltimore. And I felt that way going into this game. And to their credit, to his credit, they came through.
They won all three.
They won all three.
Yeah, so now they have to win one in the playoffs at least. And I still think they have, with Rodgers, capable of still doing what he does with his mind and his arm. Those are two things that have not shown the 42 years of wear and tear. Those things are still operating at a very high level. So as long as he's protected, I think he can do that too. No matter what defense you're talking about, although this is going to be the biggest test he'll face, I think, defensively. If all the teams remain, they're number one defensively, I think, and I think Denver's number two defensively of the AFC teams.
Can't minimize the return of DK Metcalf. Just look at his last game, his last good game anyway, which was Baltimore. He in a large
yards.
Way won them that game.
Yeah, two big plays to start the first quarter and the third quarter. By the way, the Steelers in the third quarter, you got to give them credit, but they've turned this around completely. They have been very stingy. They're not giving up, and part of this is because they possess the ball more than they have, but also their defense has really shut the door after halftime on all the teams they've recently played, and that includes Detroit.
And their offense, except for Cleveland, has come out right away in the second half and done good things.
Well, that's it. And you possess the ball, you make it a lot easier for your defense. They call it complementary football, and that's exactly what it is.
412-928-9370. Limits. Let's go back to the lines, shall we?
Let's go to a man that calls himself Weird Beard to chime in.
What's up, Weird Beard?
Morning, Joe. Good morning, Pomp. Good morning, Limits.
How are you?
Glorious day. I'll tell you, Joe, when you said a couple weeks ago that the Steelers were Super Bowl bound, I thought, like everybody else, you were crazy. I have no
respect. Well, I have to admit, I went back on that after the Cleveland game, but go ahead.
I'll tell you what, not coming in with a late season collapse in December makes all the difference with the way this team is perceived. But listen, before we give the Steelers any more accolades, absolutely got to congratulate Myles Garrett on his sack record. And his
I don't
future.
Know, do we? It looked to me like Joe Burrow took a little bit of a dive.
We have to congratulate him, and we have to congratulate Joe Burrow for getting into the Hall of Fame. Myles, for all of his defensive accomplishments. And even if Joe doesn't get himself a bust, he's going to be forever immortalized with that number nine Burrow underneath Myles Garrett in the Myles Garrett section of the Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you, I'm starting to understand why the Steelers did what they did, why Rodgers was as careful as he was. Because I think if that offensive line let that sack happen to Rodgers, Rodgers checks out of the season, and yesterday does not happen like it is. And we're all crying about the offseason today. I believe today. God bless you. God bless Father Max. God bless our Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, my goodness. That went every which way, that call.
I was going to jump in, but I'm glad I thought better of it.
Just let Weird Beard go. Just let him do his thing.
Bob, Weird Beard, wow. First of all, Joe Burrow took a dive, in my
there's
opinion.
No question.
Do you agree with that?
He could have absolutely tried to move away from that, and he knew he was there, and he just sort of just went into the fetal position, which is, I'm sorry. It's.
He said, I saw where Kyle Brandt of NFL Network, who I really respect, as a very astute observer, he did an interview with Burrow where Burrow talked about how much he loves Garrett and intimated that Garrett takes it easy on him when he has a chance to bury him. I think he repaid the favor in this game. Do you?
As soon as I saw it, I said, oh, come on, Joe Burrow. You're tougher than that. You know, you just go down when you feel a guy
he went down
closing in.
Yes, he went down before he even got there.
And by the way, this is taking nothing away from Myles Garrett, who is a hell of a player. I'm not at all suggesting that. But I
yes,
hate when
it
those
is, Bob. It's taking away his record sack.
Well, I'm just, you know, he's still a hell of a player. Yeah, but that sack was, it's somewhat, it reminded me so much of Favre.
I know. So. Kyle Brandt tweets yesterday, quote, I love Miles. That's what Burrow told him. Then he tweets out the interview, said, and this is Brandt, Burrow hitting the turf in front of Garrett was at least a little unusual, .. I agree. I agree with that 100%.
Very unusual. He's a guy who I've seen run, and, you know, he can get out of pressure. He can do it. His legs weren't his problem. And for some reason, at that point of the game, he went down. I did not like that play.
There was still 5.5 left in the game, but still, clock dwindling down,
clock
not much time left.
Down
I think
Garrett
had a record. Yeah, there's no question he was aware of that.
Now, they're still trying to win the game, so it's. If we believe that, it's a pretty big indictment on Burrow, is it not?
Yes. I mean, I've seen him get out of
things. Of course, they're probably
like
better
that.
Off losing that game for draft pick status, but whatever.
Yeah. That's a very weird situation.
You know, Myles Garrett had 23 sacks in 17 games, and Bob T.J. Watt had 22.5 sacks in 15 games.
Yeah, but Garrett had by far more sacks per snap in the season, so he actually did it in less action.
I saw conflicting stuff on that.
Why don't you go find that limit?
I will.
By the way, I know you don't like Jacksonville, but they do have this kicker who is.
I never said I didn't like him.
Well, you picked Buffalo to beat him.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I don't like him.
Well,
anybody
you didn't like him, and you picked against them, which means you didn't like him in this game.
I didn't like him in the game.
Okay,
yeah.
So but they have this kicker who I'm telling you. The guy never misses, although I say
that's the guy that kicked the 70-yarder.
Yes,
you called that game.
I couldn't believe they were even doing it. But yesterday, did you see how far past the goalpost he went? He's 67 yards, and he hit it with at least 10 yards to spare.
Oh, great. He's going to beat the Bills with an 85-yard field goal.
It won't go wide right either, if anything.
I can already see this. When I try to invent mind-bending, heart-rending, soul-crushing losses for the Bills. Like what form will it come in? This dude's going to kick an 83-yard field goal to beat them at the buzzer. I can feel it. What's his name again?
Cam Little. I mean,
didn't you say Little went big?
Yeah.
Wasn't that your call, Bob?
Yes, but if it had been a regular season game, it would have been the first 70-yard field goal made. He still kicked it, you know, and it was in a heavy air of Jacksonville, Florida. So, man, it was impressive. His leg... Man.
He's got one hell of a leg,
Bob. It hit
Bob.
The netting behind the goalpost as it went through at 67 yards. It didn't barely get over. I mean, he could have been good from 77. Can you imagine an 80-yard field goal to win the game?
I mean,
and Buffalo
yes.
loses as a result after yes. Scott Norwood for all those years.
Some teams just have that about them. I'll tell you what, the Ravens have that about them these days. The way that they lose playoff games.
Oh, man.
Wow. I can't stop watching the highlights of this game, Bob.
So you said because Lamar Jackson kind of takes the brunt of this, and they haven't won, but there have been – it's not his fault. The kicker misses, not his fault, Mark. Andrews dropped what was right in his breadbasket. Does that have the same effect of John Harbaugh? Because he didn't do those things either. They were in position to win games. His players failed.
No,
him.
But there's now a long pattern with his teams just losing leads late in games like it's historic.
Absolutely. But a lot of that has to do with players either fumbling, intercepting, or
it
missing
does.
Kicks.
Yeah, it does. You're right. But, I mean – coaches, in the end, when you have a long pattern of this, have to be able to put away games.
I agree, but it takes two to tango too here. You the players, we never talk enough about player responsibilities, always focused on the coaches. I get it. But players do have roles in these things, and you put them in position to make plays, and they don't make plays. I thought it was kind of cool that Harbaugh took that kicker under, walked him into the locker. He clearly was emotionally just spent after that. But, next, man, that's the nature of sports, isn't it?
Yeah. Next-gen stats, Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson combined for 3 deep touchdown passes. That's over 20 yards in the fourth quarter, the most in any fourth quarter in the last decade.
And who would have thought
that? It was a legendary game.
Who would have thought that the way that game was going?
What a game, Bob.
It was unbelievable. And I think the ratings are going to reflect that. I'm anxious to see what they are because what else was on, no matter where you are in this country?
How about little Calvin Austin? How about that little move, the stop and go?
Stop
and
go.
And gets a touchdown.
But, yeah, I mean, he just left the guy in the dust. He also tripped over there, so it was wide open. But Rodgers laid that right where he had to. Beautiful throw.
I'm going home to watch this game after the show. That's how great it was. I can't stop. I'm not even paying attention to you, for which I apologize, because I'm watching all the fourth quarter highlights.
Yeah, some big, big plays. I mean, again, third down conversions, Joe. You're going to go back and look at all these drives that they had, and you're going to say they were set up by a third and long completion. The Hayward touchdown on the push, third and 10 to Freiermuth for 15 right before that. There was a 20-yarder to Thielen in that same drive on third down. Then you had a third and 10 for Baltimore that results in an interception by T.J. Watt, so they didn't convert on that. After that, you go down and you see Roger third and 8, Freiermuth 30 yards. That was before the Gainwell touchdown. That's third and 8 at the time, right? And at that point, they're trailing. They need to get the first down and more, and they did. They got a 3rd-and-8 conversion. Gainwell scores. And then, after Flowers goes into the end zone, they get it back, and Rodgers, 3rd-down conversion, led to Austin, 26-yard touchdown. 9 of 16 on 3rd-down. That's pretty good, especially in a high-level game like that.
What, Bob? I can't get enough of this. I'm
Bob,
serious.
I found the number that T.J. Watt only needed 814 snaps total in 2021 to break the record. Miles Garrett this season had 868 snaps.
No.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I'm back here and look
from
at it.
Who?
Too.
From who?
From footballguys.com and also Pro Football Reference.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was pass rush snaps.
Maybe. Because what I saw was a Brown site that put out a number, like a fan site, that was mildly incorrect.
Mildly incorrect? It was blatantly incorrect. If you're saying
that
was
incorrect. Thank you.
Thank you, Limits. All right, we'll get verification on that. Miles Garrett set the NFL single-season sack record, achieving this in approximately 437 pass rush snaps, significantly fewer than T.J. Watt, 618. That's what I was looking at. Pass rush snaps. Okay?
Yeah, Limits? I don't see pass rush snaps.
I do. I just read it to you.
Did you go with the AI overview?
Yes,
pulled
I did.
Up and, well, that's what might be wrong. Because Ooh. That takes me to some Facebook account that says, The Dogs, a Cleveland Browns podcast. It says, don't let Steelers fans fool you. And I don't know if I trust a place that's called The Dogs that says, don't let Steelers fans fool you. And
All
where
right,
they're pulling
then find
these
out.
Numbers from.
Then find out. Go to the pass rush.
Because they also say on Michael
snaps.
They also say on Michael Strahan, snap count could not be listed. How do they not know what the snap count was
Maybe
for
they didn't
Michael
keep
Strahan?
It back then. They didn't keep pass
well,
rush.
They never
not,
used to
it's
keep
not
sacks.
Total snap count. It's
in
pass
2001?
Rush.
We're not talking about like 1984 here.
Limits, 2001, the internet was barely invented. You weren't even alive.
I was.
How old were you?
Months old. I was born in 2001.
Bob, do you remember when I gave Limits the Kenny Pickett toddler jersey
yep.
for Christmas?
Yeah.
And I wore it yesterday to the game.
It was too big. All right.
This kind of response is coming. Man on Twitter said, E from Jersey. After a tweet that I put out about what an unbelievable game, the same thing we've been talking about. He goes, false, ugly game. I've never seen two teams trying to lose a game so hard. Both were awful at crunch time. If that's your takeaway of that game, then God bless you.
Well, how do you differentiate in all great games that have ever been played then?
Because
it's two teams giving up bunches of points in the fourth quarter.
Exchanging punches, counterpunching,
right.
Punching again, counterpunching. That's drama.
Don't get me wrong.
That's not ugly. The first half may have been ugly. The second half was anything but ugly.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful game, exciting to the end. And even if Baltimore had won the game, I would have felt the same about the game. I didn't like the outcome, but I would have said it was a highly entertaining game.
Yeah. I hear you.
I don't know. Some people just, you know, I don't know what is a perfect game then?
Well, I don't think it was two great teams playing necessarily, but it was absolutely a great game. I think that's irrefutable, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what would define a great game greater than that ending. That fourth quarter was
one of the best fourth quarters I've ever seen.
As you just cited, no two teams have combined for that many big plays in the fourth quarter of a playoff game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.